I want to bring in our senior foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, who's been reporting live from Kyiv for several weeks now. And Ian, you reported moments ago that you have heard some noise already off in the distance.
Yeah, the distinct sound of explosions on the horizon here in Kyiv. We've heard at least four what appear to be strikes lighting up the night sky just in the last really 10 minutes or so. As you say, it looks like the darkest day has come to pass following this speech by Vladimir Putin. We decided to launch this special military operation, calling on the Ukrainian military to lay down its arms, talking about the denazification and demilitarization of Ukraine. I mean, judging by those words, this appears to be the worst case scenario, potentially. We have to wait and see. Not just forces moving into the east to these rebel-held areas, but potentially moving on other parts of the country. This seems to be a much larger ambition. It's no longer just about the Donbass, this industrial heartland in the east of the country. It doesn't really seem to be just about Ukraine per se. He again warned foreign countries not to interfere. He talked about NATO expansionism. And I think there you have it, really, what Vladimir Putin is really concerned about restoring the might of Russia at the expense of the people of Ukraine. The Ukrainian president has spoken three times over the last three nights. He's been very clear that he will not leave the capital, Kyiv, despite being instructed to do so by the Americans, or suggested that he do so by the Americans, that he and the people will stand and fight. And that's what we've been hearing from the Ukrainian military and from people who were called up in the last few hours. They've gone from being civilians to now being soldiers having to fight on the front line. We have to wait and see what targets were struck here in Kyiv. There have been reports of explosions in other areas. You know, what is the military objective here?